I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. If you listen closely, you'll hear the sounds of spring, even if there is still snow on the ground in West Virginia. We'll talk about the return of the spring migrants coming up in a moment. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. Over the next month or so, look for a lot of birds to be returning to the state after wintering down south. Jim Frigonera at DNR's Natural Heritage Program explains the first are already here despite the weather.
May have a little impact, but most of the migrants are already kind of on their way here. Now is a great time to be looking for waterfowl. If you can go to any near open body of water, it's a great time to see a lot of migrating ducks pass through. A lot of our robins are already here. You can see them trying to forage on open areas and parking lots or on open fields and that. So I think a lot of the birds are on their way back.
Some of the first to return, you might be surprised to know, are the eagles. Many probably didn't even realize they were migratory.
Some do, some don't. Some kind of hang around the area. All depends on the food source. They can find enough food, they'll usually stay around here. But some of our eagles do migrate not very far down in the southern part of the U.S.
A lot of those birds know to come back to West Virginia because it's where they've nested before.
Some definitely do show what's called a nest site fidelity. If they were successful last year in raising their young and raising their broods, they will usually come back to the same general area. Some birds, like our bald eagles, they'll come back to the same nest, and they'll just add more sticks to that nest, making it larger.
The near migrants are returning, but in about a month, the distant ones will be here too.
Some of our long-distance migrants, they come from down in South America and Central America, and they're on their way. But a lot of the birds that normally winter in the southern part of the U.S., they're usually the first ones to arrive up here in West Virginia.
And it's an enjoyable time if you're a birder in the Mountain State.
You can be listening to a lot of birds, too. Our robins have started singing now. They're setting up territories and attracting mates. Some of our spring warblers, those are probably the most beautiful birds that we have in West Virginia. They'll be coming back, setting up territories. Some come in big waves, and so you can hear them at night as they migrate through. All of our woodcock now are singing, and they're setting up their territories too. So this is a great time to be outside looking and listening for all of the spring migrants.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.